one of the more basic instincts of man is his sense of belonging to a group, to a clan, to a tribe. This is maybe the human instinct, the thing that really makes us human. And this instinct is both what enables man to construct the human civilization that rules the world, but it's also the instinct that fundamentals the sense of us versus them, that allows people in power to manipulate society to go into war. This instinct of belongingness can be easily manipulated. And in modern times, a man belongs to many groups that do not necessarily overlap. White, black, Democrat, Republican, Christian, Muslim, cowboy fan. There is an example of this situation during World War I. During the Christmas of 1914, in a bitter winter night, very cold, across the lines, on one side we have British and on the other we have German, but also on both sides we have Christian Saxon men, European Christians, on both sides of this line defined for them by the powers of the time. So the Germans started to sing Christmas carols, and soon after, in most accounts, after the initiative of the Germans that bravely crossed the no man's land to offer peace, at least for a while, and the Germans and the British play football and exchange stories for a few days. English, come over. You no shoot. We no shoot. The English shout back, "You come over here!" To the astonishment of the British, a German man came across the land. Someone was ready to shoot him, but an officer said, "Hold your fire." Climbed out and went to meet the German halfway. The men heard them talking, and then the officer came back and he said, "We agreed there will be no shooting before midnight tomorrow." There was a folk song that put this eloquently. Was Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung, the frozen fields of France were warm as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas come since World War I, I've learned its lesson well. That the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame, and on each end of the rifle we're the same. Some soldiers after the war become peace activists. Erich Maria Remarque wrote in Western News, All Quiet on the Western Front. It's a novel by Maria Remarque, a German veteran of World War I. The book describes the German soldiers' extreme physical and mental stress during the war and the detachment from civilian life felt by many of these soldiers upon returning home from the front. The novel was first published in November and December 1928 in the German newspaper Vossische Zeitung, and in book form in late January 1929. The book and its sequel, The Road Back, 1930, were among the books banned and burned in Nazi Germany. Smedley Darlington Butler was a United States Marine Corps Major General, the highest rank authorized at that time, and at the time of his death, the most decorated Marine in U.S. history. During his 34-year career as a Marine, he participated in military actions in the Philippines, China, in Central America, and the Caribbean during the Banana Wars, and in France in World War I. Butler later became an outspoken critic of U.S. wars and their consequences. He also exposed an alleged plan to overthrow the U.S. government. Hello.
is a racket. It always has been. It is possibly the oldest, easily the most profitable, surely the most vicious. It is the only one international in scope. It is the only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. A racket is best described, I believe, as something that is not what it seems to the majority of the people. Only a small inside group knows what it is about. It is conducted for the benefit of the very few, at the expense of the very many. Out of war, a few people make huge fortunes. In the World War I, a mere handful garnered the profits of the conflict. At least 21,000 new millionaires and billionaires were made in the United States during the World War. That many admitted their huge blood gains in their income tax returns. How many other war millionaires falsified their tax returns, no one knows.
Howard Zinn, a veteran of World War II, is probably best known by his book People's History of the United States. This book has been criticized as being revisionist, but Zinn is ultimately an activist. Delivered to the public 1 month before his death, The Bomb is a collection of two essays side by side, one entitled Hiroshima, Breaking the Silence, and The Bombing of Royan. As a young man, Zinn recalls celebrating the dropping of the atomic bomb. It meant the end of the war he did not wish to return to. He had taken part in the bombing of the French town of Royan just 3 months earlier. The bombing of Royan was key in his conversion to peace activist. It was after the war was ended for practical purposes, and he was ordered to drop napalm in a French town, and many French died. Forget about the German troops that were just waiting to surrender to the Allied forces, and seeing things that this was not necessary, just to test a new weapon.